This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, which President Joe Biden signed. The bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia, for which Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed regret.
This CR is still very good news for the American people. Today, MAGA extremists have failed. Bipartisanship has prevailed, and both parties have come together to avert a shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says they'll revisit Ukraine later, but this bill was needed and had to pass now.
An entirely avoidable government shutdown would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships. So I'm glad our colleagues in the House have taken action on a continuing resolution that keeps critical government functions going at their current rates of operation.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed the bill before midnight, and he called it good news for the American people. Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in heat waves that raised the risk of bushfires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. Nation's weather forecasters said temperatures will be up 12 degrees Celsius above average in some areas, with Sydney and the new